Judges chapter 18. In those days, there was no king in Israel. It was a time when the Danite tribe was seeking for a land inheritance to settle in, for until that day, they had not been allotted a land inheritance among the tribes of Israel. The Danites sent from all their clans five valiant men from Zoar to Eshtaol to scout out and explore the land. They told them, "Go and explore the land." They came to the hill country of Ephraim to the house of Micah and stayed there. When they approached Micah's house, they recognized the voice of the young Levite. So they went over there and asked him, "Who brought you here? What are you doing here? What business do you have here?" He answered, "This is the way Micah dealt with me. He hired me, and I am his priest." They said to him, "Please inquire of God whether the journey we are making will succeed." The priest said to them, "Go in peace. The Lord will be with you on your journey." Then the five men departed and came to Laish. There they saw the people were living in security, like the Sidonians, peaceful and secure. The people were wealthy because the land was fertile. They lived far from the Sidonians and had no alliances with anyone. When they returned to their relatives in Zoar and Eshtaol, they asked them, "How did it go?" They said, "Come on, let's attack them, for we have seen the land and it is very good. Why are you just sitting here? Don't be lazy, but go, invade and conquer the land. When you get there, you will come on an unsuspecting people. The land is spacious and does not lack anything on earth. God is handing it over to you." So the Danite tribe sent from Zoar and Eshtaol 600 armed men with weapons of war. They went up and camped in Kiriat Yearim in Judah. That is why they call the place west of Kiriat Yearim Mahane Dan, or Camp of Dan, to this day. From there they passed on to the hill country of Ephraim and arrived at the house of Micah. Then the five men who had spied out the land of Laish said to their comrades, "Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod, household gods, and carved and cast metal idols? Now think about what you should do." So they stopped in there and came to the house of the young Levite, to the house of Micah, and asked how he was doing. 600 Danites, armed with weapons of war, stood by the entrance of the gate. The five men who originally spied out the land went up, broke in, and stole the carved idol, the ephod, the household gods, and the cast metal idol, while the priest and the 600 armed men with weapons of war stood by the entrance of the gate. When these went into Micah's house and stole the carved image, the ephod, the household god, and the cast metal idol, the priest protested to them, "What are you doing?" They said to him, "Shut up, put your hand over your mouth, and come with us and be a father and a priest for us. Is it not better for you to be a priest for a whole tribe and a clan in Israel rather than for the house of just one man?" The priest's heart was pleased, so he took the ephod, the household gods, the carved image, and went along with the people. So they turned and left, putting their children, cattle, and possessions in front of them. When they were a good way off from the house of Micah, Micah's neighbors gathered together and overtook the Danites. They cried to the Danites, who turned back and asked Micah, "What is your problem that you have come after us with such a company?" He said, "You have taken my gods that I have made, along with the priest, and have taken off. What do I have left? How can you say to me, 'What is your problem?'" The Danites rebuffed him, "You better keep your mouth shut around us, or someone might get angry and attack you. You and your family might just lose your lives." Then the Danites went on their way. When Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back home. They took what Micah had made and his priest and came to Laish, to a people peaceful and secure, and struck them with the edge of the sword and burned the city. There was no one to rescue them because it was far from Sidon, and they had no alliances with anyone. It was in the valley that is near Beit Rehov. They rebuilt the town and settled there. they called the name of the town Dan, after Dan, their forefather, who was born to Israel, although the name of the town was originally Laish. The Danites set up the carved idol for themselves. Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, and his sons were installed as priests for the Danite tribe until the day the land went into captivity. So they set up Micah's carved idols that he made all the time the house of God was at Shiloh.